Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people are unique. The majority of the population will never be business people because there's a conflict in being a business person. Things just don't go in a straight line. Things go up, they go down, they go forward, they go backward. A business person has to be someone who is aggressive, incredibly aggressive. If you are not aggressive, if you're not going after it, whatever it happens to be, you're not going to be successful. On the other hand, that person that is successful has to be conservative. They have to understand the difference as to when to be aggressive and when to be conservative. A business person is someone that has to listen to everyone, hear all their ideas, but yet not necessarily take those ideas, run them through their mind, think about them, think about what works, think about what doesn't work, think about what's good advice, what isn't good advice. Any one person can give you great advice one day, and then the next day what they tell you is from their perspective, not your perspective or what you need to be. But most of all, business people need to be dreamers. They need to dream. They need to see the vision. They need to see where they want to go. They need to be excited about their business. They want to accomplish something. For every single business person, what they want to accomplish might be different. Of course they want to make money, no question about that. But maybe they're just wanting to use their skills. They want to prove that they can do it. They want to show the world. They want to be better than their competition. There are so many things that they can do. But one of the places that business people fall down, one of the places that they don't succeed and gets them in trouble, is they don't embrace the reality and deal with it in their business. You can't be successful unless you embrace reality. So you can have the most incredible dreams in the world, but are those dreams possible? Do they make sense? Will you be able to finance them? Do you have the people to carry out your plans and your goals? Do you have a plan? Do you know where you want to go? Do you know how to work with other people so that you can get them to understand what you need to do, not just tell them, do this because I say so? Can you look at your competition and see where the mistakes that they're making and how you can be better than your competition? Can you deal with the reality of the economy? You can't just do business in a good economy. You have to do business in a good economy and a bad economy, an unsure economy. You have to be a realist. And how in the world does the normal person become a positive person and a negative person all at the same time? That's what business people do. And if you can't do that, well, somewhere along the way, you're going to have a problem and you're not going to be as successful as you want. There are so many things that happen in business. There are so many moving parts. There are so many days that you go, yeah, I just wish I wasn't here. And there are days that you say, I was very successful today and I'm really happy with my performance. But you have to look at the basic, what do you really want? What do you want? What are you trying to achieve? And if you understand what you're trying to achieve, if you understand what you want out of your business, if you understand what you're trying to create, if you understand where you're going, if you understand how you're going to get there, then you'll be able to deal with the ups and the downs, the successes and the realities of all the difficulty that business people experience every single day. Many business people go into business and they go out of business. Sometimes it's because they go broke. Sometimes it's because they're not financially successful. But many times they say to themselves, I just don't want to do this. I don't want to live this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So always know what you're getting into, what you're thinking about. When you start a new plan, when you start a new sales approach, when you update your marketing, when you hire a person, there is positive and there is negative. You have to be able to deal with both, and you have to turn those negatives into a positive. And if you're able to do that, and you're able to do it consistently, you will reach the successful goals that you want to accomplish, and the business people in your particular area will look up to you and go, gee, I wish I could do what that particular person does. It's got to be in you. You have to want to do it. You have to have the knowledge and the understanding. And most of all, you've got to have the will, the drive, and the determination. And if you put the will, drive, and determination together with knowledge, understanding, and reality, you have got a winning combination. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.